Anita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Welcome, welcome back to It Starts Now. This is something interesting that it's happening right now. There's a medication that most people have never heard of, or maybe a few years ago, and all of a sudden it's become one of the most talked about topics in health, wellness, and weight loss. Now, you see it in the news, you hear about it from your friends, but mostly you see celebrities because celebrities can afford to pay for it, or they can afford what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about GLP-1s. Now, just, you know, full disclosure, your girl, I do not, have not tried it. My weight loss was with Weight Watchers. And I've been doing Weight Watchers for a while. And I guess, you know, my guest, Vicky Rand, you know, you all know Vicky. You all love Vicky. You all asked me to bring Vicky back. Vicky Rand is our health, wellness, nutritionist, therapist, all things, everything. And I love this woman to death, but she's going to break down the nutritional aspect of it. And actually, she's going to talk about what GLP-1 is. But, you know, for some people, it's been called a breakthrough, because you look one day, you see someone who is like, look like they need to lose 50 pounds. And then the very next month, they look like, you're like, what the hell just happened? They look like they lost like 50 pounds. And that bothers me, Vicky, because, you know, I'm that person, like, I wanted to do the old fashioned way. And it bothers me when I see people just taking that fast route. But I get it, because everybody wants things automatic, or they want things fast. But I want you to talk to us about GLP-1s and all that good stuff. So, you know, is it a lifestyle shortcut? Is it something complicated? Is, you know, you silencing the food noise? Because I know a lot of people, we do need help with food noise. We need help with, you know, regulating, you know, the constant thinking of eating all the time, and or the constant thinking of a martini and French fries.
Right.
That's your girl. So she's going to break it down more so than me. I'm going to ask the question. She's going to, you know, let us know what's going on. But first and foremost, Vicky, thank you for coming back.
Oh, and of
always,
course. Thanks for having me.
Being a part of this show. So what exactly is what is GLP-1? And I know it goes by a lot of different other names, but what exactly is GLP-1?
Yeah, of course. No problem. And, you know, I didn't know either. So, you know, this is not something that we've heard about until recently, when there was a new medication with that name. So now we're like, oh, well, what is GLP-1? So GLP-1 is one of the body's natural signals. And it's involved in appetite, fullness, and blood sugar control. And so it wasn't until recently, when a medication came out and it had the, you know, GLP-1 connected to it, that people started hearing about that. And I think the reason why we're hearing more and more about it right now is because people are realizing that your appetite, cravings, fullness, and your blood sugar regulation are all connected. And so GLP-1 has become kind of a buzzword. Underneath that buzzword becomes there's a much bigger story about metabolic health.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. So what exactly, how does it play in your body? I mean, what does GLP-1 do for your body?
So GLP-1, it's a natural hormone in your body, and it helps regulate your appetite, how full you feel, and your blood sugar response. It's part of the body's normal communication system, based around how we eat. So when people hear the term GLP-1, they're really hearing about the body's built-in pathway to help manage your hunger, satisfaction, and metabolic balance. And you have heard, there's a prescription or a few prescriptions, but now we're getting to another place where there's nutrition support that help balance the GLP-1 in a more natural way, so that you can have more lasting results, and you may not get as fast of a result, but you have a more lasting result because you do it the right way with your nutrition, lifestyle, and other factors as well.
So we're going to definitely talk about the nutritional aspect of that, but I do know that, it goes under different names, Wegovy, Ozempic, and those drugs, tell me if I'm wrong, I thought they were manufactured for people who had diabetes.
Originally. And yes, there's I'm not a doctor, so I just want to preface that. However, there are four major ones that you'll see. Some of them were made directly for diabetics, and there's one, I believe, that was for weight loss and sugar regulation. They all have different uses that they have been approved for. So I'm not a pharmacist, so I'm not going to tell you which ones are which. But there are multiple options out there that can be used for weight loss at this particular time. And there's also other supplements that can be used instead of or in conjunction with these medications.
So I, the other part of it, everything has a side effect. And I love the fact that you're going to talk to us and you're going to give us information about the company that you represent as far as the nutritional aspect, because I think that is so important when you are dealing with, something that's this dramatic. And I remember my nurse practitioner, we were talking about, I had her on my show and we were talking about weight loss supplements, whatever. And she says, "You want some Wegovy?" And I said, she said, "The only," and then she said, "You don't want that one either. You've been doing so well, blah, 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 blah. But what I will say is, you don't have an appetite." She said, "We have to literally make people eat." And I never want to be in a position, because I'm so greedy, that I don't enjoy food anymore. I think I would just die. It's like, okay, just take me now, because, the whole part of, making sure that you know what to eat or how to eat is to know how to eat it and when, and how much to eat, but the enjoyment of eating it. And I don't know if I can deal with the aspect of me not liking food or not wanting to eat anymore.
And that actually is a real problem, because what it does is it removes the chatter about food in your body. But the problem is that then you're not getting the nutrition that you need. Then you have a reduced amount of protein. You're not getting enough calories to feed your brain, much less your body. And so that can be a real problem for some. So basically, when you take the GLP-1, it turns off all the food noise. A lot of people have a lot of food noise, and it's really bothersome. It's a constant mental chatter about food, thinking about what to eat. Maybe you're craving something sweet, or you're feeling pulled towards snacks at a time that's in between meals, and you always feel like you need something, and it's very exhausting. And so by taking these medications, it can help that. But like you said, sometimes it feels like it's a little bit too much. And then you're not enjoying, the fun meals that you want to have with your friends and family. From a metabolic perspective, it definitely helps with your hunger and can help you curb some of the habits that you may have had, because it makes your blood sugar swings more even so that you're not running a roller coaster. It can help with the stress surrounding food and your appetite regulation, but it may not feel as balanced as it should be. And then you may lose too much or really just lose your satisfaction in eating.
So I know that, they have this, as far as the GLP ones, they have it in injections. I mean, that in itself, a needle. I mean, really, and then you stop taking it, and then they say as soon as you stop taking it, you regain the weight right back or whatever. I mean, I don't know if that's the case.
Well, the problem is that so with the medications, you're bypassing your normal process. With supplementation, as far as excuse me, nutrition, you're feeding the process, so it helps your process work better. And so when you bypass the process, you're not retraining your body to do what it needs to do. So you stop the medication and your body kind of goes like, what's going on here, and hasn't learned anything.
Right.
But you know, if you were to take the medication along with the right nutritional support and you change your habits, then when you're finished taking the medication, then you'll be in a much better place because you've learned something through this and you can develop new habits so that you're not so quick to rebound.
So I want to know about the nutritional part of it because, I know you represent a company, that, does all things nutritional good. And I was reading some of the information that you sent me, and I was reading a lot of the people who have reacted to or made comments about how wonderful and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Arbonne.
Yes,
Okay, Arbonne. And the whole GL1 GLP-1 nutritional support. So explain to my audience what that is.
Sure. So we're lacking in our food supply these days. We're lacking all of the nutritional support that we need for a lot of our processes to not work properly. And so when we're lacking a lot of the nutrition, our bodies kind of get out of balance. And sometimes it's not just the foods that we're eating, but it's how we're eating the foods, the order in which we're eating our foods. It's also the stress that we have in our lives, the lack of sleep or the lack of schedule with our sleep. And so when that happens, our bodies really become dysregulated. And so when you have the right nutritional support, then you sleep better. And then your cravings may be lower because your sugars are a little bit more evened out. You have less craving, so you're not eating, a lot of the high processed foods or high sugar foods. And so your cravings become less. And when your cravings are less, you feel more content. And then you start eating more nutritionally sound and you just feel better overall. And then you'll see some changes in your body. It's not the same as, the medication where all of a sudden you're just going to start losing a bunch of weight, but
Right.
you're also losing muscle. And so
Right.
with the right nutritional support, you'll keep your muscle mass. You'll do what you need to do in the right way.
So your nutritional supplement, I guess, do I call it a supplement?
It's a drink.
Okay, it's a drink. So how does that work in conjunction with the GLP-1? Like, do you still take the GLP-1 and you take that and that helps with the back, it kind of gives you a nice balance, or does it work in conjunction, or does it work, instead of? I mean, I yeah.
Everybody's different, and
Okay.
we recognize that everybody has different needs. And so there is a time and a place for medications, and you would work with your doctor with that. But there are some of our customers that have chosen, along with their doctors, to do the medication and the nutritional support. And there are others that the doctors are recommending that they just do the nutritional support and that it's not necessary to do the pharmaceuticals. So it just depends on what each person's needs are. And I mean, the nutritional support is, in my opinion, one of the most important things that you can do, along with making sure that you're getting enough protein, making sure that you're getting enough hydration. And, there are quite a few things that go along with that. With the nutritional support that we have, you do have actual support, with, dietary recommendations as well as, different supports that you have all along the way, just making sure that you have all the nutrition, the protein, the hydration, movement, and just being consistent is really important. And with the support, you have the consistency there built in.
So, I know that and I'm probably sounding redundant, so if I apologize, but does your supplement, and you probably answered this already, but I'm going to ask again, does, I know it assists with the nutritional aspect of it, but does it help you lose weight if I decided, you know what? I want to do Vicky's program. I don't want to be taking no pharmaceuticals. I want to do a more natural way. And I'm assuming that this is a natural path. Your supplement is a more natural path than something that's more pharmaceutical.
Yes, it definitely is. We have a lot of before and after pictures that are coming. There's been, hundreds of people that are involved in the studies, showing that they have lost weight. I can't promise that anyone will lose weight, but most of the before and afters and the testimonies that we're seeing, people are losing inches, and it helps release fat. Specifically, and muscle is contained so that you don't have to worry about the muscle loss that you see a lot with a lot of the GLP-1 pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, because that is very important. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but muscle loss is the devil's minion. I mean, you don't want to lose muscle in this journey. That muscle helps keep your metabolic system going good. You can eat more, and if you have more mu lean muscle, you burn more calories. I mean, you don't want to lose that. But one of the
I don't want
things
to
that
get all saggy.
No, I don't want to get all sag. Exactly. I got enough sag as it is. I'm not trying to, it's like, God damn, do I need to get a gym clip to pull back everything now? I mean, but that's what we do. And that's what happens. If you watch, it's one of my guilty pleasures, my 600-pound life, and they lose all that weight real quick. And then all of a sudden they have to get skin removal because it was lost so fast that there's no muscle. They didn't do anything else but just lose the weight. And then now they got to get skin removal so they can get rid of all of that loose skin. I mean, Lord God, I got enough loose skin now. I don't need that angle blind, which brings me, to the side effects of GLP-1s. And I don't know if you are the right person to ask this, but there are a lot of side effects now that I'm hearing about GLP-1s.
I have heard quite a few. And I know people personally that have had very severe side effects.
Really?
And some people have gone off of it because they just couldn't tolerate, nausea, or they just don't feel well.
Right. That's what I heard too.
But I've also heard some success stories, and I do
Yeah.
think that there's a time and a place, and that's a decision that they can make with their doctors. But it's always great to have the nutritional support with it or without it. I think it's very important to make sure that you have a sustained weight loss and not a drastic weight loss so that you don't have the sagging. And if you have the correct nutrition along with it, then you'll be able to retain your muscles. So the nutritional support that I sell supports you making sure that you feel satisfied so that you're not having cravings, but you still feel hungry at the appropriate times. And that's really important, and that's one of the biggest differences. It also helps with your energy balance, and that's something that a lot of us struggle with. It helps with your metabolic functions and making sure that you have the appropriate calories. It also helps with your reduction in your overall fat. And more importantly, I think this is something that a lot of people are not aware of, but your glucose metabolism really helps with your overall body balance. And if that is out of whack, you have cravings, you have inflammation, and you have so many other things going on. So it's very, very important to make sure that we have maintained glucose metabolism.
Yeah, people don't even realize that. And
And this helps with that.
wow. And I think that is one of the most important things about anybody who's out there and that are doing no shame, no, I'm not saying anything bad about it. I mean, that's your decision or whatever that you want to make. But I love the fact that what Vicky is talking about is that there is something out there that can ha actually help with the nutritional aspect to get your body into what's the word I want to use? Get your body into some type of feel, that's not the word, but I'll think of it later, that will make your body feel not so depleted from everything, because you're not eating. So if you're not eating, then you're not feeling right. And if you're not feeling right, you don't want to do anything. And then next thing you know, you just don't want to do anything because everything has just gotten depleted. And I think it's so important to have some type of nutritional aspect going into your body that helps you regulate or balance, if I can say
Right,
that.
exactly. And a lot of people are reporting that they're sleeping better, which is really important because, if you're tired, then you just grab whatever you want the next day, and it's a whole vicious cycle.
So how important is lifestyle factors like protein intake or strength training, gut health when someone is trying to manage their weight?
Oh, it's everything. If you don't have the appropriate amount of protein, you certainly can lose muscle mass. And when you lose muscle mass, that can really trip you up for the rest of your life. You really need to make sure that you have the appropriate muscle mass to have the strength to do the things that you want to do. But protein is important for every single organ in your body. So protein is very, very important.
You know what's so funny that you said protein? It's because I just and I think I shared this with a lot of people, that I just had hip replacement surgery. No, I'm not dancing like Misty Copeland yet, but my PT and everyone is saying how fast I've recovered because I'm so determined. But one of the things that, I say all that to say, one of the most important things my doctor told me before and after surgery is my protein intake. He stressed that.
It's not something that that we always put forward. We're always told when you look at your plate, you should have, just a palm size amount of meat on your plate. I don't do that. When I look at my plate, I will eat a whole steak and then a little bit of vegetables and maybe a little bit of fruit and not much starch. But I have really increased the amount of meat. But it's very, very difficult. We should have about 100 grams of protein a day, and that's difficult to do. And that's why I drink a protein shake, at least one in the morning, sometimes some in the afternoon as well. Some people even drink protein shakes, a small one warmed at night as like a hot coffee or hot chocolate. But you can find all different ways to make sure that you're getting the protein in, but 100 grams a day is a lot.
So that was going to be my next question. How wh what source of protein? Like what are some of the sources of protein, especially if you're a vegetarian? What are some of the sources of protein would you recommend as far as us, incorporating in our diets?
I think it's good to have a variety as long as you get complete proteins. A complete protein could be a whole egg, not just the egg whites. You need the yolk, it has a lot of nutrition. I love beef. I think beef is actually very important for our health. I think that it's a complete, it has all the amino acids and has a lot of nutrition for us. And I know, that's something that a lot of people have gotten away from. I drink my protein shake. It had my protein is a complete protein. It has all the amino acids that we need for all our building blocks for life. So that's what I incorporate in mine. You can find charts of all different types of protein, but I think a variety is best.
I love beef. I mean, I'm just gonna throw it
Yep,
out.
me too.
I love a good, oh, don't tell me about a good T-bone. I mean, I love a good steak. I love a good burger. I do, and I'm not ashamed. And if whoever, I don't care. But I just remember that was one of the things that my doctor told me is to intake, make sure that I include a lot of protein because it will help with the recovery. And he was exactly right. I don't do protein shakes because I guess I one time I had one. It was so disgusting that I never drank it again. Now I know it's changed. That was 30 years.
Oh, yeah, they've changed since then.
Was 30 years ago. That thing was so disgusting. I never drank another protein shake. But I know they taste a lot better. And I am willing to actually incorporate that. Because I didn't even think about the protein shakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a great way to get more protein.
So what should people understand before deciding about GLP-1 nutrition, medication, the whole thing,
Well,
the whole basket?
I mean, really, the biggest thing is that people need education and not the hype that they hear. They need to understand their options so that they can choose a path that's right for them, something that feels safe, sustainable, and realistic for their life. Because, you know, and not make a rash decision and to make sure that they have all the information that they need. Because at the end of the day, most people are not looking for a quick fix. They
Right.
really want something sustainable that will keep them through life and not just something that works for a temporary basis. They really just need support. They need better support. And, you know, they also want fewer cravings, more energy, and a plan that they can stick with, not something that's just a temporary thing for 15 days and that's it.
Right.
And that's why I appreciate this conversation so that we can bring back simple. You know, it really is pretty simple. And people are scared about the word GLP-1 because
Right.
the first thing that they think about is side effects. But really,
Right.
it's helped a lot of people tremendously as long as they do it the right way.
So what would, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm going to, because I want you to, at the end of this conversation, I want you to give us all the information about Arbonne and some of the things that you offer on Arbonne as well. But before I let you go, like, what would you, now I forgot what I was going to say. I knew I was going to do that. Oh my God, I'm so old. So now I'll just ask you, what are some of the other products that you have available on Arbonne?
We have just about every wellness product that you could think of. The ones that I'm focused the most on right now that are with the GLP-1, because I've seen the biggest difference with them, is the GLP-1 nutritional support, the protein, and also our green drink. It's a green synergy drink, and it has all of the nutrition and the minerals that we need to sustain us. It doesn't replace meals. However, it's a great addition to meals because, let's face it, these days, a lot of the foods that we're eating that are in the grocery store have traveled a long distance, and so they've have reduced nutrition. And so the foods that we're eating nowadays are just not as nutritious as they were when we grew up or when
Right.
our parents grew up. And so we need this extra support. And so really, those are the ones that I would focus on the most.
So yeah, because I think that, and I'm gonna talk to you later after the show because I want to order some stuff, but I think I need something that will I'm trying to think of that will help me sleep better, or that, I mean, and I don't even know if I should even ask you this about HRT or hormone replacement therapy. I don't even know if that's in your, in the Arbonne website or whatever, but I need some stuff to just help me with energy. And I have a little energy, but I would love to increase my energy.
Oh,
I would
yeah,
love to have better
definitely.
energy.
So, if you're not sleeping well at night, we do have what's called Intercom, and that has magnesium and a few other things in it that will help you sleep better through the night.
Magnesium. Yep.
Yes. However, some people are on this GLP-1 nutrition support that are reporting sleeping better.
Oh.
And so, you know, it might just be an all-in-one for you, may not need the additional support.
Right.
But the Intercom does work very well. And as far as the hormonal support, you know, you could always talk to your doctor if, you know, to see where your hormone levels are. There are definite options out there. But with Arbonne, we have some vitamins that help with some of the symptoms of, you know, menopause and other hormonal support. So we do have some vitamins that can also help with that as well.
And I'm going to put all that information in the show notes. But before we go, tell us how we can reach you and how we can reach the website and all that good information that everybody's asking me.
Yeah, of course. I can send you the ordering link, and if you
Yep.
could post that
I will
below,
definitely do that. That
that
would be
way they can
perfect.
order direct. And if they have any questions, I can give you my phone number here.
Go ahead.
443 812 4906. Just shoot me a quick text, then I'd be happy to chat with you about any of this information or send the ordering link.
And she will definitely call you back, and she will definitely talk to you because I've had someone who, a friend of mine, she said, she picked up the phone. I was like,
Of
of course she
course.
figured the phone is her phone number. But anyway, Vicky Rand, you know, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. And we're going to talk again soon because I want to get you back on. You know, as spring comes around, we are now getting more involved with our bodies and how our bodies are acting with the change of season. And a lot of people don't realize that your body does go through a transformation during seasons. A lot of people
Yes.
don't believe that, but I want to have
Yeah.
you back on to talk about that next month.
That's great. And we can also talk about body sculpting. That's always a fun
Oh,
topic.
what? Look, what? Hear me, Doug? What? Okay, no, we're definitely talking about that. Oh, I didn't know you. Okay, I'm getting
Yeah.
excited. I'm getting off my script. Okay,
My
we're going.
daughter can give you a little free demo. Let me know.
Okay, you heard that, guys. We're going to talk about body sculpting. We definitely want to talk about that. I am so happy that you guys joined us. I'm so happy, Vicky, that you were available to be a part of the show today. Until the next time, you know what I always say, it starts now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.